Pinkies, it's the Faye Driver. How you doing? It is the day after Christmas. Here in Canada, we call that Boxing Day. So, this is my day to breathe. So, we are out. I guess I should open the garage door. So we don't kill ourselves at the fumes. So just let me back this car out into the rain. We'll have some music for reversing. Music for reversing. Just gonna be you and me today, Pinky listener. We're out sneaking out on the auspices of washing the car. Of course, you know what kind of idiot washes a car in the rain? Well, that would be me. Oh, beep, beep, beep. Put on my seatbelt just a minute here. Okay, so now listen, folks. It's been very, very busy around the Pink Wheel Nuts Castle. I've had family galore coming and going, people in and out. I've made Christmas dinner at my house, which took me 2 days. I made Christmas dinner. I didn't make it. I helped the Batgirl make Christmas dinner at her house. We've had visitors like my father and friends from out of town flying through, and Mr. Anderson's mother was here. She's been here all of December. She keeps coming and going like some kind of a teenager. comes and goes as she pleases, and she's using our house as launch point one. So that's been going on. So all in all, not to mention I've been having to work too. Not as much as poor Jay the Haunt Cub. Jay the Haunt Cub has been working much harder than I've been working, or most of many of us, I think. So, I'm exhausted, Pinkies. I'm just fucking exhausted. Close my sunroof there. Better audio for you, I hope. So what's been happening? Wow, what do I want to talk about? You know, I just thought, everyone's doing their bloody Christmas shows, like, Christmas boo from this guy. You know, all these people who never podcast have been guilted into putting out some sort of a Christmas podcast. And now I'm looking at my podcast list going, oh my fucking God, I gotta listen to all this Christmas bullshit. You know, I'm not the most Christmas-centric person myself. So all this Christmas stuff is just like grinding away at a sore wound. Like, here, walk on this broken leg. Here, listen to another Christmas podcast. God knows I'm going to have to listen to Big Fatty's Christmas Spectacular. I still haven't listened to that. I'm dreading that, I'm telling you. Anyway, so I'm slogging through all these Christmas podcasts, and I can't listen because people are there, and I've been cooking like mad. We have so much food, like a bird legs sticking out the, can't even close the fridge door. And gravy. Oh, I made so much gravy. It is sinful, the amount of gravy we had. Oh my God. I'm just putting on the pounds, Pinkies. Oh my God. And I am not going to the gym in the new year. I am not one of those people who vows to go to the gym. Anyway, enough about that. Speaking of going to the gym, Moose P is going to be going to the gym in a brand new Hyundai Veloster. I'm just dying. I'm so happy for you, Moose P, that you have that new car. And I am very curious to know what it is like. I want to know what that car is like, how much you like it, and what you don't like about it. We spoke briefly about the Hyundai Veloster on the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast, one of the garages, a couple episodes ago. So might have to get Moose P, might have to bend Moose P's arm behind his back and get him to come on to the Pink Wheel Nuts garage in January and tell us about his new car. You get out, you go buy yourself some overpriced USB headset, Moose P, because I want to see you on the Pink Wheel Nuts garage. A couple other notable things I want to go on about. Mr. Anderson has been driving my car here, and it's just, it's all goofed up. I don't know, none of the buttons and switches are in the right place here. Goodness me. Alright, I think that's a little better. I just want to say a quick hello to the Laughing Buddha, who sent me a very nice email message. Thank you, Laughing Buddha. I do intend to serenade you at some point in my own way. Just getting around the corner here, concentrating. Don't drive over the crosswalk strips. They're slippery, folks. You should aim for between the crosswalk strips. So, let's see, where are we going? We have no particular destination in mind, folks. I'm just trying to get an episode out before putting this car away and bedding down to do more work. So, as I briefly mentioned, this is my last day off. I must go back to work tomorrow. People are driving like maniacs. It's Christmas Boxing Day, people. Boxing Day. We're all going to have to jam on the brakes for this light now. Everyone's doing 90 miles an hour. Jesus Murphy. Can't get onto the freeway. Got to speed up, and then there's a stoplight on the middle of the freeway. This is how we plan our roads in Canada, folks. I just learned a new word, Serena Gomez. Is that it? Or is it Selena? Selena Gomez? Serena Gomez? What the hell is a Serena Gomez? Apparently that's the next big thing on the interwebs. I don't know. It's just, somebody Google Serena Gomez for me and tell me who I'm supposed to be caring about now. I think she's from the Much Music channel. I sound like such an old fart.
I think she's from the old music channel. Remember they used to play the videos on channel 24?
So, Serena Gomez keeps popping up in my realm. Why do I need to know about Serena Gomez? Has this happened to anybody else? Like, everyone's tweeting about Serena Gomez? And I don't get it. Twitter. Bloody goddamn Twitter. And I see everyone's having a great Christmas. They're all tweeting, oh, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Twitter here, Twitter there. Oh, my God, people in your Merry Christmases. It's just another day, for Christ's sake. Oh, some long gone dead deity, and we're all marching off to the Boxing Day sales. Oh, I gotta get my free laptop, tabletop wipe. Get a free wipe for your laptop screen if you come in today. We're so centric on this money. It's a horrible, horrible... Uh-oh, someone's calling me. Well, please excuse that phone call. So I don't have too much more to get into. I just wanted to say hello and wish the best of the Christmas season. Merry Christmas to everybody. A couple of quick items I just want to say. I just recently got an iPad mini. And because I now have an iPad mini, I've been signing up and reading blogs more. Like, I have a half decent sized blog reader. And the iPad mini is perfect for this kind of blog reading kind of stuff. So I've added a few blogs into my morning routine. And one of the ones is Arthur the Amarin's blog. Arthur, I've been enjoying your blog. I'm sorry I haven't had time to respond, but I've been liking your posts you've been putting out, Arthur. Such as the Queen's speech and your post about Boxing Day. So, thank you for that, Arthur. You should subscribe to Arthur's blog, people. I think you can get to it by going amarins.com. It's a quick, short little blog, just a few paragraphs a day. It's just right. Just a nice little soupçon of internet wisdom for you. So, thank you for that, Arthur. And the other big interesting thing that's going on these days is Mark in Canada is putting out some music mixes, so I have been enjoying the music mixes, Mark. I thought the first one you did had a little too many female singers in it, but I've been enjoying the last one, so. So thank you for that, Mark. And I guess that is everything. And I think I might just play us out with some music today. So take care, everyone. Best wishes for 2013. It'll be my fourth year of podcasting once we click over into the 2013. So I hope you'll come along with me for that little ride. I'm sure it's going to be just as weird and wonderful as the first 3 years. If you're still listening to this, then you need to have your head examined. Possibly.
Right now.